Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Twitter began testing co-tweets this week, letting two accounts co-author a tweet. A main tweet author can invite someone else to be tagged in the tweet and discuss content over DMs. The secondary author must approve the tweet, which will show as co-authored to users. Replies will only be directed, though, at the main author. Reddit launched an NFT avatar marketplace offering blockchain-based profile pictures at fixed rates. Users do not need a crypto wallet to purchase them, and they can be stored in Reddit's integrated Vault blockchain wallet. These NFT avatars come with licensing rights to be used as avatars off Reddit as well. At launch, 90 different designs will be available to members of the R Collectible Avatars invite-only subreddit, with pricing ranging from $9.99 to $99.99. In the coming weeks, NFT avatars will be available on Reddit's Avatar Builder page as well. According to code references from Meta's Oculus iPhone app discovered by developer Steve Moser, its upcoming high-end mixed reality headset, known as Project Cambria, will be called the MetaQuest Pro. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say it will cost more than $1,000. Apple announced a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode coming in the autumn. When activated, it will block attachments and link previews in messages, certain attackable web browsing features, and incoming FaceTime calls from unknown numbers. It also requires the device to be unlocked to accept accessory connections, like headphones, and blocks installation of remote management software. The mode is only meant for users who feel they may be the target of a sophisticated attack, like the Pegasus spyware from NSO Group, that can infect phones with little or no action required by the target. A developer version is being tested now, and Apple plans to expand lockdown mode over time. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, FBI, and Treasury Department issued a joint advisory warning of North Korean-backed threat actors deploying Maui ransomware against healthcare and public health organizations. The FBI said it began responding to and detecting multiple attacks in May 2021. Compared to other ransomware, Maui requires manual deployment on a compromised network, with operators targeting specific files for encryption. The advisory also provided indicators of compromise for Maui. In Q2, Samsung said it expects revenue growth of 21% on the year to 77 trillion won, that's about 59.8 billion US dollars, with operating profit up 12% to 14.12 trillion won. Revenue meets analyst estimates, but profit missed expectations, growing the slowest in over 2 years. Samsung releases full earnings later this month with a full breakdown by business unit. According to research from the market data firm Ampere Analysis, the gaming market is expected to contract for the first time since 2015, down 1.2% to $188 billion in 2022. The overall market grew 26% from 2019 to 2021 to a record $191 billion. Ampere said that the year will still be ahead of pre-pandemic performance and forecasts a return to growth in 2023. The analysts at TrendForce report that average contract price for DRAM fell 10.6% on the year in Q2, the first annual decline in 2 years. Analysts expect a further 21% decline in Q3. The fitness startup UltraHuman announced the UltraHuman Ring, offering heart rate, temperature, and motion sensors, and able to pair with the company's M1 continuous glucose monitoring patch for further metabolic tracking. It offers 6 days of battery life. UltraHuman opened pre-orders for $249, with a retail price of $299, shipping in August. And finally, in an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Blizzard head Mike Ybarra said the company is committed to bringing back BlizzCon in 2023. The company last held an in-person BlizzCon in November 2019, with a virtual BlizzCon Line event in 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.